Welcome to the Daily International OU Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's call on Yom Revi'i, Erev Tisha B'Av, the eighth day of the month of Av. Thank you to our wonderful and generous sponsors for their continued support, whose names are prominently listed in the OU Today daily email. If you would like to sponsor future calls, we are grateful. Please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. The deadline to submit a sponsorship for Friday's email is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Please note that due to tomorrow being Tisha B'Av, there will not be a phone call on Thursday. You'll reconvene, please God, on Friday. As on Shabbos, when we don't have a call, please consider reciting the daily chapters of Tehillim tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to introduce Rabbi Guido Moskovitz, Mor D'Astra of the Maryland Minyan in Houston, Texas, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Moskovitz slowly reciting our daily three chapters of Tehillim, Parak Chaf, Chaf Zion, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 27, and 130. That will be followed by the Mishaberach L'Cholim and Achenu. We will conclude the call with a brief conversation with Rabbi Moskovitz to learn more about his community. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding Friday's speaker. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Moskovitz.
Thank you, Rabbi Naftali. And thank you all. Thank you all for the opportunity to address you with a brief Devar Torah. There's a well-known Gemara in Brachas which says that even though the Shari Tefillah, even though the gates of prayer are closed, the gates of tears are never closed. So Reb Simcha Bonim of Pshischa, he asks a very simple question. He says, if they're never closed, why then do they have doors? The answer is that, in fact, they do close. Sometimes they close. They're closed to tears that are foolish. What are tears that are foolish? So they're the tears that we cried 3,331 years ago tonight. When the Meraglim, when the spies, they came back on that very first Tisha B'Av with their infamous report, and we accepted it, we cried foolish tears. As the Pasuk in last week's Parsha says, Vateiragnu bo'aleichem, and you slandered in your tents. Vatomu, and you said, Besinas Hashem osanu hotzi'anu mi'eretz Mitzrayim. Because of Hashem's hatred of us, he took us out of the land of Mitzrayim, Losei Sosano Biyad HaMori, to give us over to the Amorites. Really? Because of Hashem's hatred of us? How could a Jew even utter such words? The Pasuk says, Banim Atem LaHashem Elokeichem. We are his beloved children. The Pasuk says, Bani Bechori Yisrael, his firstborn, the apple of his eye. And yet we said it. The Sforno explains that at that moment, we were engaged in a fatalistic and fake tshuva of sorts. We decided that we had lost favor in Hashem's eyes because way back when we worshipped idols back in Mitzrayim. So we gave up. Fine. Those were foolish tears because there's nothing further from the truth. To say anything about our relationship with Hashem other than Banim Atem LaHashem Elokeichem, you are Hashem's beloved children, that's a big mistake. In fact, Reb Shlomo of Karlin, the Karlin Rebbe, he says, you want to know the biggest mistake a Jew can make? It's to no longer see himself as a prince. It's to no longer see herself as a princess in the palace of her father, Hashem. To feel somehow that we are no longer the apple of his eye. That, ladies and gentlemen, is the biggest mistake a Jew can make. And that's the mistake we made back at the foothills of the Promised Land when we cried foolish tears because it just wasn't true. It was slander. You know, we're entering tonight the worst day in the Jewish calendar, the darkest of the dark, where we can perhaps also make the mistake of feeling so far away, of so, chas v'shalom, disconnected. You know, when Moshe Rabbeinu, when Moses came up to Har Sinai, to Mount Sinai, he entered Choshech Anan Va'arafel. The verse says he entered darkness, and then he entered cloud, and then he entered even thicker cloud, the darkest of the dark. But there, in the middle of that darkness, is where he found Hashem. Tisha B'Av is a moed. It's an appointed time. It's a rendezvous with Hashem. It's not like Pesach, certainly. It's not like Simchas Torah. It has its own flavor, to be sure. It's where we feel a closeness to Hashem, not in spite of the darkness, but in the darkness. It's where we feel a closeness to Hashem, not in spite of the pain, but in the pain. Where we enter the darkest of the dark of our own lives and find that, lo and behold, Shom HaElokim. There, after there, is Hashem, waiting, as it were, for us to sit on the floor next to Him. Because He wouldn't have it any other way. Banim Atem LaHashem Elokeichem. You are His sons and His daughters. May we feel a taste of that closeness this Tisha B'Av. And may we actually get to experience the greatest manifestation of that closeness with the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu and the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, B'mehira B'yameinu. Amen. Please join me now as we continue with Tehillim. We're going to continue with Perek Chaf, chapter 20 in Tehillim. Lamnatzeach Mizmor LeDavid Yancha Adonai B'yom Tzara Yisagev Hashem Elohe Yaakov Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh Umitzion Yisadeka Yizkor Kol Minchosecha V'yolascha Yidashna Selam Yitim lecha chil vavecha v'chol atzoska yimalei. Neranana secha u'shem Eloheinu nidgol yimalei Adonai kol mishalo secha. Ata yadati ki yoshi Adonai mishicho ya'aneu mishmei kacho bigvuros yesha yinino. Eile voreche ואנחנו בשם אדוני אלוהינו נזכיר. הם קראו, ואנחנו קמנו ונסודות. אדוני הושיע מלך ינינו ויום קרינו. פרק חף זיין, chapter 27. לדוד אדוני אורי ואישי ממירה, אדוני מעוז חיי ממי אפחד. Bikarav alai merayim lechol es besari tzorai v'yeharvai li heimachashlu v'nefalu. Intachan elai machan elo yirali vi intakum alai milchama b'zos anivoteach. Achashalti meis adonai osa avakei shifti b'veis adonai kol yimei chayai lakos benom adonai ulevakir b'heichal. Ki yitzbenini b'suko b'yom ra'a, yastireini b'seter ahalo, b'tzur yirom emeini. V'yata yarum roshi aloi v'ay sivvosai, v'yez b'cha b'halo zivchei serua, shira v'azamra l'adonoi. Adonoi kol yekra, v'chanini v'aneini. Lecha amar libi bakshu fanai, es penecha Adonai avakesh. Aser panecha mimeni, al tahat b'yabdecha, edrosi hayisa, al tichayni v'al tazveni Elohei ishi. Ki avi v'imi azavuni, v'adonai yasvini. Perek Kuf Lamed, chapter 130. Shir malos mi mamakim karasicha Adonai. Adonai shema vikoli tiyen aznecha kashuvos likol tach Adonai. Il mavonos tishmaya Adonai mi yamod. Ki imcha haslicha liman tivarei. Kivisi Adonai kivso nafshi velidvaro chalti. Nafshi l'Adonai mi shomrim la'boker, shomrim la'boker. Yachel Yisrael l'Adonai, ki'im Adonai ha'chesed v'harbeim ofidus. V'hu yifdes Yisrael mikol avonosov. Okay. Continue now with Kesha Beres B'cholim, the prayer for those who are not well. And I will pause to allow everyone to please insert the names of those who are in need of recovery. Mishabrech Arsenu Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov Moshe Aaron Dovr Shlomo Hu Yivarech V'Yirapeh Es HaCholim. Ba'avur she'anachnu mispalim ba'avuram b'schar de HaKadosh Baruch Hu yimalei rachmim l'hachlimam ul'rapasam ul'hachlikam l'achi yosam l'refuah shalema min ha'shem l'rachim u'chitayim g'fuah ta nefesh refuah ta gof hashda ba'agala v'zman kariv v'nomar amen. And finally we'll conclude with the recitation of Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael. Achenu kol beis Yisrael, hanesunim b'tzara uvishivyam, ha'omdim ben payam uvein bayabasha, ha'makom yirachem aleyem b'yotiyem, mitzara l'rubacha, umeifela l'ayra, umeshiva l'gula, ha'shabag alo b'zman kariv, v'nomar amen.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Moskovitz. As we transition to the next part of the call, how are you, your family, and community doing?
I think Baruch Hashem, everyone here is doing well. Going through what everyone else is going through. A lot of people are staying home, as we call it here in Texas, hunkering down. But thank God, everyone's doing well.
I'm so happy to hear. So to get us started, for those of our listeners who may not be as familiar with East End, with your community, would it be possible to share with us a brief overview of the shul and the community in general?
Yeah. We have to grow into the community. We have a number of shuls. Just in this southwest area, we have about 9 different Orthodox shuls. There are a number of day schools. In fact, there's 3 different day schools, all wonderful, excellent quality day schools, and different high schools as well. We have 3 different high schools. We have a boys' mesivta, a girls' high school, as well as a co-ed high school as well. And Baruch Hashem, the restaurants, and we're not Jewish life. We're not lacking. Kol Olim.
Right. Sorry, you were saying Kol Olim.
Yeah, there's a Kolim, there's outreach centers, so there's a lot of Jewish infrastructure, a lot of Jewish amenities, and what can I say? It's like I said earlier, it's a growing and robust Jewish community.
Amazing. I think it's been about 10 years since I visited Houston last, but a very impressive community, and as you shared, really lacking in nothing. Truly wonderful place. Talking about growth, you and I had an opportunity to speak a few days ago in preparation for this call, and talking about growth for communities during COVID, or stories that stand out during this time. Anything to share on that topic?
You know, there's, I would assume, like many other communities around the country, around the world, chesed stories, you know, abound, beautiful stories of here locally, we were able to organize with a number of families Pesach in a box, basically bringing sedarim to people who found themselves alone. There are elderly people in the community where people are calling them constantly just to check in on them and also to go shopping for them. And, you know, it's rough. It's rough for everyone here as it is. People miss the in-person camaraderie. They miss the children in shul. It's a different flavor, but I would say that there's a silver lining. There actually is a very interesting silver lining, which is that there are currently at our shul, the Maryland Minyan Synagogue, there are more shiurim going on now than really ever before. Just the convenience of Zoom, where people can sit in their living room in their pajamas and they can click into a shiur and participate in a shiur. We have dafyomi going on now, which we didn't before. We have nightly shiurim similar to this, chizuk and tehillim, And there's a shir even for the yeshiva boys who are stuck at home for the last number of months. So different levels of shirim and different venues of shirim, most of them on Zoom. And it's, I guess, in a sense, that would be the silver lining.
Right, and it's interesting. We've been hearing frequently more and more about this, that there's so many more portals of entry for those to have access to shul and to shirim and classes. Do you envision when we're back to normal, whatever that means one day, and please God, we hope that it's soon, and people are coming back into the shul for classes, that for those who aren't able to make it, that there'll still be Zoom opportunities as well?
I think so. I think it's just going to become a fixture, that every shir is just going to have a computer in front of the speaker so that those who can't make it can simply Zoom in. I think, though, people do miss the in-person aspect as well. You know, when we do shirim here, we have cholin, so whatever it is that we serve, and people like to come early, they like to schmooze, they like to eat a bowl of cholin, you know, and you can't really get that on Zoom. But for those who simply want to connect to the information and are, you know, happy with that alone, I think we're going to continue to offer that.
Yeah, no, that'd be truly amazing. And just lastly, where is the Minyan at this point? Are you back in the building? Are there opportunities for those who aren't comfortable coming into shul to daven outside? Where are things at the moment?
So we are back in the building.
Amazing.
So we're able to have really daven since a little bit before Shavuos. We're able to daven outside. But everyone wears masks, of course, and there's about 8 And so there's a much smaller crowd and a much more dispersed crowd. At least we're able to daven together with a minyan.
Right. And please God, we hope that we'll all be back in shul, and that means everyone, every age group, all of us together, men and women. We hope, please God, that it will be soon for all of Israel. Rabbi Moskowitz, thank you so much for being on the call today and for providing us with a brief picture of your wonderful community, as they are with all Klai Yisrael of the entire world. Our thoughts, our tefillot, our prayers are with you and your community for continued bracha, success, and good health. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah, for all of those in need, will be answered with tova, for good. May the Ribbono Shel Olam, the master of the world, please speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again on Friday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. The words of inspiration from Rabbi Ira Eben of the Congregation of Avshalom in Merrick, New York. This concludes today's call. With hearts full of faith, be strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone an easy, healthy,